It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the WNO podcast, coming to you at a different time. We were going to start at 4 o'clock. We're 7 minutes late. Sorry about that. Had to take a minute. I hate my life. I'm angry at everybody. Really pissed off. I was just screaming. But, hey, thank God we got some Fat Tire beer in the studio.
Here we go.
You guys going to drink when I'm going to drink when we're talking betting lines today? I was at InfoWars with Craig Jones all afternoon. Wild day. I'm fighting with people on Slack. I got to cut it off. We're going to drink some beers. We're going to talk gambling. First off, we got a new main event for this week. Last time we talked, Gordon Ryan was in the main event. Craig Jones has slid in. But first, before we get to that, we're announcing a main event for June 18th. Who wants to say it? Who's Craig going to fight on June 18th? I think people are going to guess already.
Crazy, yeah. This is one that everybody was looking forward to at the last Who's Number One. Unfortunately, Craig had some sort of byproduct from the vaccine, had to pull out, and we're rebooking this one. June 18th. Is going to be Craig Jones taking on the Atos Phenom, of course, none other than the surging Ty Rotolo.
Woo woo.
Here we go. That's
Connor,
the one.
You drinking back there? Are you old enough to have a beer, Connor?
I have my license now to prove it, guys. We're back in business.
Connor's back from Tennessee. I forgot to introduce my lovely co-host, Corey Stockton, Reed Connell. Connor has made it back, thank God. So, Craig Jones, Ty Rotolo. First off, this match is crazy. I think everybody thought it was a squash match when we announced it the first time, right? They think that Ty is still 66 kilograms, Ty Rotolo. No, he's a big dude now. He weighed in at 183 for that match. And after he beat up on William Tackett, I think this is even more legit, right?
Yeah, I was excited for the match last time. But this match has so much more going for it now that we've seen what Ty can do against a top-ranked, heavier William Tackett. I think that if anybody had any doubts that Ty could hang with Craig Jones, he made a statement in his last match, and that made this rescheduled match so much more exciting, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, people, like you said, people still think that Ty is a little green belt, but no, man, he ain't that anymore. He's a big dude. He's matured. If you saw the match versus William, man, I mean, nobody's nicer than Ty Rotolo, but on the mats, man, he is mean. He puts the hand over the mouth. You know, his passing looks incredible. He's mounting everybody. Talking to Ty about the Craig match, you know, he says he wants to break Craig. He wants to pass his guard, get him tired, and some. Him, man. To hear Ty Rotolo talk like that about a guy in Craig Jones who's so dominant gets me pumped up for sure.
Connor, how's old Steve doing in the chat? I heard he popped up on Flow Wrestling Radio Live. Bracky told me he came over there and started commenting. What's going on in the chat? What do people think about this? Ask them if they think this Ty Craig match, what they're thinking about it after the Tekken match.
We threw the question out there, and we're going to wait to hear back. We've gotten a few happy birthdays for our boy Corey in the back. Everyone's excited for the match so far.
Did you say it's your birthday?
The birthday boy.
Yeah.
How do people know what's Corey's family in there? How do people know it's Corey's birthday in there?
We got some fans that are crossing over from the Grappling and Blowing podcast.
Yeah. Hey, cheers, okay. Guys.
Cheers to Reed with the Coca-Cola.
Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
Connor, I'm happy for you. You got a new haircut. You got a new ID. Everything is going good in the world.
Life is good for Connor.
Yeah, I'll just sit here and pretend I'm happy about everything. But, all right, so that's
you're doing a great job, by the way, Mike. You're doing great.
That's a crazy match. But let's talk first. Craig's got another match coming this week. Last time we hosted this show, Gordon Ryan was in the main event. Actually, it was sort of weird because we hosted the show and we knew Gordon wasn't in the main event, but we weren't allowed to announce it yet. So we had to
pull
sit
the
here
curtain back there a
had
little
to
bit.
Sit here and pretend we were happy about that. But Craig Jones has slid in versus Luis Pangea. It's still a crazy card from top to bottom. We're going to talk betting lines today. You want to, Tyler, you want to pull up the betting line for the main event?
I'm ready to be a degenerate, guys. I read Corey's article this time around, and I feel like I'm more prepared. I feel like I'm ready to get that marble table back here.
Well, you got to throw some money down.
Yeah, yeah.
See how prepared you are.
Well, okay,
give get me a couple more fat tires in you.
Yeah, let me give me a little bit. The trip to Nashville to get my license cost me a little bit, so let me get my finances in order.
Make
but
sure
I'm ready for it.
Back there.
Craig Jones, heavy favorite here, -700. Panza +450. No surprise. Craig's been really active. Panza hasn't been very active. We don't have any prop bets this time around, right?
So right, how many days' notice is this that Craig's coming in to the Panza match? What, it's like 11 days' notice, 10 days' notice?
Yeah, let's talk about how this happened. When did Gordon pull out? Like a week ago?
I think Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday, right? Because
Wednesday?
We were hosting the show.
That's right, Wednesday.
Gordon pulled out within 5 minutes. I got a text from Craig saying, hey, let me come save the show because I ruined the last one. So
what a G.
Craig's a G. Craig jumped in there, so he's going to be main event and back-to-back. We get him versus Panza this time versus Ty next month. I mean, Panza's no joke.
Panza's going to be a lot bigger than Craig, yeah, right?
He's 230 pounds. He's a black belt no-gi world champion. But I think, I mean, it's just too risky. I mean, Panza's +450. It's too risky to take that. I mean, I wouldn't bet on anybody over -500. But, I mean, I think Craig is – in this rules, Craig's got to be pretty close to a lock. What do you guys think?
What would the odds have to be for Panza for you to take Panza in this match?
I don't know.
I mean, +450 is pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I mean, it is pretty good, but it's like if I don't think he's going to win.
Yeah.
Connor, how many thousands of dollars are you putting on Luis Panza? You can make a lot of money.
I think I would put a solid stack down on him. Give me the stack, and I think that'll be enough to get the table. We'll be at, what, 4,500 after that?
Correct.
When he wins, right? Mm-hmm. That's how it's going. Who did you guys choose Panza for the Pick'em game?
I don't think anybody.
Well, I guess
did.
Last time we were talking about Gordon, so we haven't really picked this match, I guess.
Oh, that's true. Yet. Should we do that now?
Yeah. You're first. You're first up, Connor. Who you got?
All right, I'm going with Panza because I said I put a stack down on him.
How does he do it?
He's going to do it by. Ooh, that's a hard one. I think he's
going to. Both these guys are leg lockers, right?
Yeah.
Boston Crab.
Boston Crab.
Walls of Jericho.
Walls of Jericho, it is.
Luis Panza, great guy. I loved working with him in California. He's got some insane nunchuck skills. He's legit with nunchucks. That was really impressive. Way better than AJ Agazarm. But you got to go with Craig Jones here. Craig's just been so much more active. I mean, I think even if it gets to where Panza's good with like the leg locks and that straight ankle from 50-50, I think, I mean, that's a dangerous place to go with Craig. And in these rules, Craig's going to be pretty tough to beat. You got to go with Craig Jones.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Craig here too. And for the exact reason, Panza's leg lock game is good. It is very traditional, right? He likes to drop back on straight ankle locks, and he'll switch to that Panza lock, right? The what's it called, like the sock lock. But I think Craig's leg lock intelligence is just a little bit too far ahead. I wouldn't be surprised if we see something different from Craig Jones, though. I know that, you know, he's been working a lot of different facets of his game. I don't think he likes particularly being labeled as a leg locker. I think everybody from that camp always wants to show off new stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe some new attacks from him, and maybe he shoots for a Darce here.
Mm. I'm going to guarantee a submission in this match,
I think.
I think it's 100%.
We should point out this is 15 minutes now. Gordon Ryan matches 30 minutes. This is a 15-minute match.
15 minutes in Craig's wheelhouse. He's been here a lot of times on the Who's Number One stage at this point. You know, like Corey said, both these guys are leg lockers, but not quite built from the same. You know, there's one guy who's a little bit more down that rabbit hole, so to speak. Craig is, an expert leg locker, not only in the ankle locks, but heel hooks, obviously knee bars and everything like that. I know Craig likes to start fast. I know Craig likes to get out of there early. He's not getting paid by the hour, so he tries to get in and out as quick as possible. I have a feeling that Craig's going to get to work early here and find a submission pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, Craig's a G for stepping in on short notice. Panza's a G for fighting Gordon ready to fight Craig. Cheers, our fat tire beer to Luis Panza. Connor, don't finish all those back there. You got to drive home, but all right, carbon-friendly beer. We're saving the world right now.
True that.
Yep. Man, I cannot wait till you guys see these videos of us with Craig at InfoWars today. Yeah. it's hard to take anything serious after that. Craig went on the Alex Jones show, talked a lot about this match, about Gabby Garcia, about a lot of other stuff I don't want to get into right now. Might not be appropriate for the show, but we had full access. We're going to have a crazy video of that. But let's move on down the card. What's the co-main here?
Mikey
Lucas.
I'm sorry, I can't think straight. Yeah, Mikey versus Lucas. What are the odds?
Mikey's
I like Mikey -375. I'll take Mikey -375. I mean,
yeah, I think these are really fair odds.
Close.
I think they're pretty accurate too. At least accurate based on where both these guys are coming from, and I think the hype behind each of them. One thing, you know, I've pointed this out a couple times every time we talk about Mikey, it seems, but important to note here, Mikey has only lost twice in his five, almost 6 year black belt career to guys in his weight class. So that being said, Mikey seems like he might be the lock, especially with minus 375. You still, you know, if you're willing to put up some money, you still fair to make something.
Although, yeah, minus 375 Mikey all day.
Mm. You know, especially after seeing the Marcelo Cohen match. I mean, you got to obviously.
Well, this is a different level.
Obviously, it's a different level. But I, after seeing the level of control Mikey puts out there, I'm not really betting against him at all. Plus, he called me out for betting against him, so I can't do it anymore. Yeah.
Connor, chat roll call. Who's in there?
We got Kiosh Jelly. We got O Steve Kitman. Kitman's always in here for us. And we got some new guys. I think Russell Bracey. I haven't seen him in here before. So shout out to my guy Russ.
Are they drinking Fat Tire too? Make sure they're drinking Fat Tire.
Everyone is. Actually, O Steve is banning anyone that is not drinking Fat Tire. You have to shotgun it.
Absolutely. If you're not drinking Fat Tire, just turn this stream off right now because I've had enough of you. At this point, if you're not drinking Fat Tire, I already told you it's saving my life.
Plus 275 for Lucas ain't too bad either.
No, I mean Lucas is pretty. Let me pull up these stats I looked up the other day. I mean, Mikey, it's crazy when I was looking at these stats of people like at ADCC, IBJJF, Black Belt, Nogi, who's number one. Mikey only ever has three matches under those rules. That's pretty fucking crazy, right? Lucas is 14-2 under that. He's never done any ADCC stuff, but a ton of IBJJF, Nogi, Black Belt.
He's always out there for sure. Definitely has a I wouldn't say maybe experience, but definitely Pinheiro is more active, certainly out there all the time. Mikey picks and chooses. I mean, you know, when you're a world champion, you can pick and choose whatever you want, right?
I'm just thinking stylistically, how is Lucas going to do what he does for 15 minutes without Mikey getting an opening?
Mikey's going to pull, you think?
Yeah.
And then Lucas is going to try to be passing.
Lucas is going to be trying to pass, pressure pass and that. But even if he does pass, is he going to tap Mikey there? I mean, Mikey's got a lot of time to get on the back or get to a leg entry. I mean.
So here's a question. We don't have prop bet odds. There were no prop bet odds this time around. But I think it's, especially with this match, here's an interesting thing. If the over-under is... Let's say, I don't know. Would you take over-under if it's even odds?
Over-under for minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mikey's match with Marcelo went pretty long.
So over-under 10 minutes. Where are you going?
But also, Mikey tapped a guy in the world finals in like 5 seconds.
Right.
So.
It's really up to Mikey, I guess.
Kind of is. I would say 10 minutes is a good over-under.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be what they always use.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go the over there. On that. I'd go over.
You say the under?
Yeah.
That's the I
take the under.
Yeah, I'd have to go over. I think Pinheiro will at least he has the ability to stretch it out like most people probably don't. So if you can take the over in any bet with Mikey Musumeci, it's got to be him, right?
Yeah, Lucas, I think, is going to be really patient. He's not going to engage right off the bat, and even if he gets close, he's going to try and slow things down. So if it goes Lucas's way, it's going to be the over that we take on this.
I would take either one because I'm sort of unofficial cousins with Mikey Musumeci, and I think I could get him to finish it whenever I wanted to. But, I mean, I'm not betting against Mikey. And just like Craig, I'm not betting against Mikey under these rules. Mikey minus 375 would be I like that bet better than having to take Craig minus 700, even though I think both of them are going to win. Connor, what are anybody in the chat like Lucas, like Panza, anybody picking the dogs here?
We do. We actually had a split, Craig Jones, Panza. I don't think we had a tiebreaker on that, which is a little bit surprising. I figured the chat would be overwhelmingly for Craig, but Panza's tough. But past that, they're trying to find matchups with you, Hollywood Mike. I think they're trying to get you on the next Who's Number One.
I don't even exercise. Don't even consider it.
They
want to fight Mike?
I don't know if they're matchmaking for him. First it was Ricardo, but I know like Jamie Kilstein's also coming after Michael Sears. So you got some competition coming for your throat.
Everybody's coming for Hollywood Mike. Let me tell you something. I'm not doing anything healthy. I don't exercise. I don't go out in the sun. I don't sleep. I am not a competitor. I'm here to drink.
That's the secret, though.
Carbon-friendly beer in place of my normal Monster. Cheers. Go home and scream. Okay. What's the next match? Oh, Hinger. Oh, this is interesting. I'm interested to see what these odds are. Wagner, Hosha versus Hinger. They're both minus, huh?
They're not what you would expect.
No, Wagner's plus. Wagner's the dog, huh?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. We actually talked about this a little bit last week, and we expected that Wagner would be the favorite here. So a little bit surprising that Wagner's actually the underdog, and it's plus 105, so just slight. But still, Hinger's a favorite here. And, I mean, I think this is the underdog to take. Me personally, I think that Wagner has a lot more experience, especially in top 10 competition, right? He's faced everybody in the top 10 in the last year, where Hinger's been kind of refined to the Masters division.
Yeah, no disrespect to Josh Hinger, but this is a little bit off. And I might have to call Ace Rothstein and ask him what he's thinking here with these odds, because – I mean, Wagner's been so damn active. He's been.
What was the last time we saw Hinger?
Master Worlds is the only thing he's done since ADCC, right?
He fought Formiga.
That's right.
It's been all Masters matches, right? Masters Gi matches.
Right.
So
yeah, we haven't seen him Nogi since right after ADCC. He had a match with Murillo, and that's been it.
Wow. Wow. So yeah, this might be an opportunity. You know, no disrespect to Josh, but when you got a guy like Wagner who's competing like every weekend against guys like William Tackett and Gordon Ryan and all these guys, I mean, Wagner is in peak form at the moment here in jiu-jitsu, and I know he's very motivated to take out these 88-kilogram guys. So that plus 105 is looking pretty tasty.
I mean, he's not a big dog. Yeah, plus 105. I think the normal, like, for just like the smallest dog is even normally like plus 110, but it's basically even. But
yeah.
I mean,
still, you take that.
Yeah, I mean, Wagner, I mean...
The fact that it's so close, I mean, yeah. This is a close match to call as a harder...
I can maybe see it. I mean, this is... Even when we did the pick him, I didn't want to have to pick a winner in this one, because I got no idea what the hell is going to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely the hardest one to pick. You just don't know what each guy is going to bring, or how they're going to match up, since they've never fought before. So just a lot of question marks here on this match.
Let's cut to our back desk and our gambling expert gambling analyst, Connor Ace Rothstein, back there. What are you thinking here? Who are you taking? Wagner Hosha plus 105, Josh Hinger minus 135.
I take the wisdom of the chat. The chat does not fail us. The chat is all-knowing, and they are going with Josh Hinger. So the chat's going to earn me that marble table back here. Shout out to my guys that have steered me along the correct path.
I just billed you as our gambling expert, and you're going to listen to the goddamn YouTube
chat. Hey, whoa.
How are you going to make any money listening to these people in the YouTube chat? You don't even know who they are.
It is the genius of the mob. The mob always wins, and that's who I'm going with.
Right, I have a feeling they're feeding you some bad information.
Whoa, easy, come on.
They would do that, I feel like.
Oh, Steve is going to get really offended here, guys.
Guys, keep pumping up the Josh Hinger train on this. I'm going to put my whole paycheck on Wagner Rocha, and
make a couple $100.
Corey putting his money where his mouth is. I might pawn this computer that Flo bought me and bet it on one of these matches. Who knows?
Love it.
All right, moving down the card. Who's up next? Nicky Ryan? I mean,
there you go. Nicky Ryan versus Gabriel Almeida.
Nicky versus you guys see, I got to stop reacting before they put it on the stream. Nicky Ryan -325. Gabriel Almeida +250. I mean, I like the favorite again. Like, I don't see Nicky losing this thing.
I mean, you know, looking at it historically, you know, I think this might be the time to put it on a dog like Almeida. You know,
he should be a little bit bigger. I mean, Gabriel Almeida's no joke.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I feel like Gabriel's going to even be a little bit bigger than Ryan than Nicky, to be honest. But hard to know. But, you know, I mean, obviously.
Nicky's, yeah, I think Gabriel will be bigger for sure.
Yeah. I think Nicky is, you know, he's had a couple little bit of missteps here, you know, and are all, you know, eagerly awaiting to see him kind of right the ship and be the kind of dominant force in grappling that we all kind of know he can be following in his brother's footsteps. But we don't know. We don't know yet. And the PJ Barch match, I think, wasn't exactly what Nicky Ryan wanted. So who knows? This could be a shot, though, I think, to throw it down on Almeida. I might do it there.
I got a question for you guys, because I'm just curious, and I don't know if they faced or how you guys would think it would go. But PJ Barch versus Gabriel Almeida, and how could I scale it off of there?
You're going off topic here, Connor.
Well, I mean, that's the last match we saw with Nicky Ryan, right? And whenever I think of Gabriel Almeida versus PJ Barch, I think Gabriel's size may be able to negate the wrestling, and so how does that?
I think stylistically it's different because PJ is such a good wrestler, and Nicky was really trying to wrestle up from guard. I think it's a different type of matchup.
Gabriel's not going to have that same wrestling pedigree, right?
Yeah, I think the PJ versus Gabriel match, PJ puts on a little bit more of a wrestling show, But I don't know if Nicky Ryan's going to have the same game plan as he did against PJ. I don't know if he wanted to wrestle with PJ because PJ's a wrestler, or if he wanted to wrestle with PJ because he wanted to show off his wrestling. Just so happened he ran into the best wrestler he could have come up with. If we get to see more of Nicky Ryan's wrestling, curious to see if we actually get to see something productive out of him rather than a lot of attempted wrestling up against a former Division I wrestler and running into a brick wall. I'm curious with this match over under 10 minutes, right? I think it's most interesting in this match because Nicky Ryan wants to submit Gabriel Almeida, obviously. I think if he doesn't, he comes home thinking it's a loss.
Oh, man. I think that's the whole reason he came back out here, right? Because he didn't get a sub last time. Nicky's got to get a sub this time. I think if Nicky doesn't get a sub this time, he's going to break everything in our backstage area. I think Nicky's going to be really aggressive.
Flip out.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we're talking about guys who are very active. Gabriel Almeida
super active
on this circuit, man. He's out there in the IBJJFs. He's out there in the Fight to Wins. He's fighting Rafael Lovato Jr. He's fighting big dudes, smaller dudes. So he's going to be ready for Nicky, I think, for sure. You know, this is kind of what Gabriel Almeida does, and he's going to have to tackle the phenom. It's a tall task. Nobody wants to fight Nicky Ryan at the moment, it feels like. But here we are with Gabriel Almeida.
That's a pretty fair odds, though. I don't think there's any. All the odds I've seen so far, besides, I think Wagner being the dog, even though those were basically even, the other three matches I think are pretty fair. Guys, before we move on, we got to talk about something serious, something very important to me.
All right.
For years, the team at Fat Tire Beer has been working to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, transition to renewable energy, and fund research into climate-resilient crop varieties. They've also donated nearly $17 million to nonprofits working on climate solutions and land and water conservation. Now they've taken another big step forward. After nearly three decades of striving to reduce their impact, Fat Tire is proud to be America's first certified carbon-neutral beer. Really important to me. I'm not the type of person that just doesn't care if the entire world ends or anything like that.
Congratulations.
I want carbon. Beautiful. We need more carbon out there. Carbon needs to be neutral. Okay, let's move on down the card.
Wait, what does the chat think about Nicky or Gabriel? Who's the chat taking?
I think they are taking Nicky. This was the one where they voted the most on. It was actually pretty close. It was like 3-4, 3-5.
They're taking Nicky.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were some people that were a little bit underwhelmed by his most recent performances. But past that, I mean, it's kind of the same conversation we've been having. They're following along.
Right. I mean, I think you guys are going to see something different than Nicky, too. We've seen him in a room. I don't think his last couple performances, well, I mean, Tony Ramos, he tapped in 30 seconds, but, I mean, that's sort of a gimme. But I don't think his last year or so worth of performance shows the real Nicky of where he's at right now. I think we're going to, maybe not this match, but sooner or later you're going to see the real Nicky Ryan out there, and he's a monster. I mean, he's going to really beat some people up. I wouldn't be surprised if we win 77 and 80 CC. Coming up next on the card, Jessica Khan and Patty Fontes, they both love carbon-neutral beer, by the way. I know this. They've told me many times. Jessica Khan, minus 500. She's lost to Patty Fontes before, but I think I would favor even more than that.
What would you put it at? 800?
750. What are you thinking?
Yeah, she did lose to Patty, but this was 5 years ago, right? She was a blue belt at the time, and what does that make her? Like 16 years old, right?
Yeah, she's like 19 or 20 now. I think I'm going to go palm my watch and bet it on Jessica Khan. I really like this one. I think I'm going to let her ride.
Yeah, Jessica Khan looked phenomenal last time. I mean, every time we see her on the mat, she looks phenomenal, and I think this is just no different. I'm excited to see her. Also, shout out to you, Hollywood Mike, for the ad read. The chat loved it. They said it came from the heart, so that's... Yeah,
it's important to me. Carbon being neutral is something that's always been important to me since I was a child.
Uh-huh.
So,
Alec Kern said, you know what, he got where he was going because he was in traffic watching us and typing, which is a problem. But then he ran to the first beer store he could find and then bought all the Fat Tire they had. So we're already doing our job.
Who said that?
Alec Kearns.
Alec Kearns, get fucked up tonight, brother. Cheers. Cheers to Alec Kearns. Keep that beer carbon neutral, baby. Hey, we're going to have some of this at the event next week. Yeah, thanks for the support, Alec. How about O. Steve? How's he doing?
O. Steve is good. He did take offense to you talking about the chat and its lack of wisdom.
That's fair. That's fair, and I apologize. I shouldn't have said that, but I'm emotional today. If O. Steve ever disappears, I might just cancel this show.
Yeah, he is the real star.
Yeah. All right.
Pour one out for Rusty.
Everybody agrees that they're betting their whole paycheck on Jessica Khan here?
I'm staying away from this match entirely.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think Patty could be a little bit even a bigger of a dog, to be honest, and I'd put some money on her. But I'm not sure 350 is enough to entice.
And for me, really, neither is minus 500, right? Which is the whole point of the odds being this.
Yeah, the bookies are doing their job.
Right.
Here.
Right, but I'm staying away from it because of that.
We got to find out who the odds maker is that makes these things.
Get him on the show.
Get him on the show. I want him to call in like some ridiculous suit with like a little handkerchief hanging out of it or something. Maybe some orange tinted glasses, comb over. Let's just get a character to play the guy who makes these odds. Can we hire a character actor?
Connor can do it, man. Connor you can think play so? A character.
He needs to look like
I'm ready for
Paul
it.
Bearer from from
like Paul Bearer
from WWE.
The Undertakers.
You can always use a guy that looks like Paul Bearer around. Stay tuned,
I was
people.
Definitely afraid of Paul Bearer when I was a kid.
Miniseries is coming soon. Budgets approved. Miniseries will be working for Flow Grappling soon. All right, what's going on next?
Just a heads up, the chat overwhelmingly is on the side of Jessica Khan. That's where they're saying to put your money if you're going to put your money.
There you go.
Yep, I'm on it.
Good advice.
Okay, this is odds I'm interested in as well. Yeah. Oliver Taza, plus 115. Alves, minus 140. That's fair. Taza being a dog, I mean, Taza's been sliding. He beat Johnny Tama, I think, in a split decision at who's number one, right? But he's been sliding. Right. He's lost a couple of fight to win matches.
And Jonathan Alves is 17-1 this year, all in the gi, right? Which is probably the reason that these odds are so close. But yeah, he's been on an absolute tear this year, specifically in IBJJF competition, specifically in the gi. But I think that still having a routine of winning is going to play in his favor here. But the rules are in Taza's favor, right?
He can smother people here.
Yeah.
Something to point out that he got DQ'd for smother. Man, after he got DQ'd for the, what do they call that, the python or whatever, the cover in the mouth. He got DQ'd for that, and he had the same guy in the absolute, and I'm walking by him when he's on deck, and I go, I bet you won't do it again.
He didn't take the bait.
Can you imagine? That would have been a straight-up gangster move to just go out there and do it again.
Did he blame you for getting disqualified? Mike, did he blame me?
No, I had nothing to do with the first match.
All of the problems in jiu-jitsu somehow relate back to Hollywood Mike. There's a deep conspiracy running through it. It's true.
I disagree.
No.
I think all the good things lead back to me, and all the bullshit is, that's what I'm always so angry about.
So if you guys in the chat have any issues with jiu-jitsu, just DM Michael Sears directly, ask him about gi matches on Who's Number One. He loves it all, guys. Hit him up.
Go ahead and DM me. I check him all the time. It's, you know.
Has Jonathan had any no-gi matches?
Not as
a black belt?
Not as a black belt,
no. Nope. Wow, not a single no-gi match. So his first no-gi match going to be up against Oliver Taza. Wow.
No-gi debut. I mean, I think there's a lot of tape out there on Taza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gi's been studying that.
I think the key is the submission attempts. You know, we don't see... I think Taza is a guy who goes out there and spams a lot of submission attempts, and you know, Alves, he gets a lot of submissions, but maybe he's just a little bit more positionally conscious than Taza is. So Taza could definitely steal this one, I think. You know, with his submission attempts and things like that, I think Jonathan's going to have some really good position. But
I think Taza doesn't win this thing positionally. I think Taza's got to break this guy's leg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Taza's got to get a hold of the heel. He's, you know, he's got to isolate that leg, and he's just got to break it. What are you going to say?
I'm really curious to see how Taza's developing takedown game plays into this, right? Because we know that Jonathan Alves is going to want to be on top. That's where he does his best work. And I think if he's on top, he probably has a better chance of staying out of some of Taza's leg lock attacks. I'm curious if Taza's going to want to wrestle with him and if Jonathan's going to want to pull guard. I think that's really where a lot of this is going to be decided, is who ends up on their back. Because whoever ends up on their back first might not come away from this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if Taza wrestles, that might be a bad route for him. I think he just needs to go after those legs. He just needs to kind of get underneath Jonathan and try to break his leg, like you said.
This last match in the main card?
Yes, I believe so.
Before we move on, let's take a vote. Who's the greatest rapper of all time? Connor, you're first.
The greatest rapper of all time?
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
I don't even know who that is. All right.
Jesus, come on, man.
Freddie Gibbs.
Come back to me.
Come back. Come on.
I'm going to say something. Not many people are going to agree with this, but I strongly feel this way. I've felt this way for a long time. I think Method Man is the greatest rapper of all time. Tyler, producer Tyler, you chime in.
Greatest rapper
Kendrick
of all time.
That's a good answer. I'm trying to think of someone.
This is dead
else
air because you guys.
Kendrick.
I'm talking to somebody.
Oh,
you
I
guys
put myself
cannot hear.
On main air. I'm talking to the audience right now. We just.
Oh,
right.
Hey, everybody, say hi to Tyler out there.
Now we're really pulling the curtain back on this show.
Two for Kendrick.
Yeah, Tyler knows what's up.
He no love for Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs, the real answer.
I don't even know who that is. Is that
of course, Freddie Gibbs, the real answer. You guys know Freddie Gibbs?
Is that like a singer from a rock band?
No, he's a rapper.
I'm Googling this shit.
Yeah, we're Googling Freddie Gibbs.
Rob, Freddie Gibbs is about to blow y'all's mind. Somebody hook me up in the chat with Freddie Gibbs.
You're going to say he's the best ever?
I said he's the best ever.
Reed's making some shit. Yeah, he's a real person. Frederick Jamal Tipton, better known as Freddie Gibbs.
Nobody's got my back.
Oh, he's from Gary, Indiana, from GI, all right.
Nobody's got my back in the chat? Freddie Gibbs? No Freddie Gibbs fans?
No, we got some Tupacs and then three Nas's.
Tupac and Nas aren't bad choices.
Oh, come on. GS doesn't... that's all his name. GS is his name. He shows up pretty often. He doesn't like any rappers because he has poor taste, and we forgive him.
Corey's refusing to make a stand because he doesn't want to offend any of these
Corey's
guys.
Corey's favorite rapper is Linkin Park.
Corey's already he's friends with other rappers. He doesn't want to offend anybody.
No DMX shout-outs? Damn.
That DMX would have been a good answer.
Yeah, see?
Oh, that would have been cheap, though. That's low-hanging fruit.
You got to get the brownie points.
Mr. Tibbs from...
Best TV show ever. Connor, go.
TV show ever.
Best TV show ever.
Series, whatever.
Breaking Bad. Easy.
Never watched it. Jesus. Everyone tells me it's good. Read.
I can concur with Breaking Bad. I can get down with that for sure.
It's an art piece. The whole thing from start
big
to finish.
Big fan of Vince Gilligan. Big fan of Ryan Johnson, one of my favorite filmmakers. Uh-huh. He directed a bunch of episodes of Breaking Bad, so...
It's The Wire all the way, though.
The Wire's a good one.
I've only ever seen the first season, actually.
Yeah, I never can finish any. I've never finished any series in my life, but I watched a lot of The Wire. I made a few seasons in that. X-Files, all day for me, X-Files. Oh, all right.
That's a good answer.
All right. Let's move along to the undercard. Hey, hold on. It's not this.
I like
this
that.
Tyler, what's your favorite TV show?
All time, Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Wrong.
Huh?
Wrong.
Scrubs?
I'm sorry, Tyler. That's the wrong answer.
So hey. Is Freddie Gibbs. Okay.
Nobody's heard a Freddie Gibbs song here, so.
I never heard anything that happened since 1999.
Oh, Steve knows who Freddie Gibbs is. He's the only one in the chat. Of course he's holding you down.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, brother.
I'll put some Freddie Gibbs on the way home.
There you go.
While I'm driving home drinking my carbon neutral beer.
Guys, don't do that.
Connor, all right, so what match are we on to next?
We're out here. We got, man, this is probably the one that excites, I think, more people than anything, especially because it's free on YouTube and Facebook. It's Andrew Tackett versus Mika Galvao. Am I saying it Mika? I've said it Mika a few times, and I just feel like an idiot every time I mispronounce it. It's Mika, right?
I don't know.
We just kind of change it up every time. We'll figure it out.
We got to get Freddie Gibbs on one of these cards. So this is interesting. I did on my story on Instagram the other day, I had everybody pick, and like 2,000 people voted, and it was like 85% of people picked Galvao. But the odds are a lot closer than I would think. Then this is more like what I think it is. Like I don't think you can count out Tacky here just because Mike is a big star. I mean, I picked Tacky last week. He's plus 155. What else can I sell around here? They got some monitors and shit out there. They got some valuable stuff around here. I mean, if I pawn it now and Tacky wins, I can get it back by Monday. So
and maybe you can get your computer back too.
Mm. Yeah. Let's start a bid for like your hat or something like that. And get like
no,
not the hat.
This hat's invaluable. It's a one of a kind.
What about the
make this like a signed Hollywood Mike photo?
I think we need to give people a pair of glasses. Those the original OG sunglasses. Those will go for millions.
If you want to get these sunglasses, I bought them on a sidewalk in Rio for $5. It's the only place to get them. So
you got to go to Rio.
This shit's all one of a kind.
And it's won by Hollywood Mike, so that ups the ante a little bit more for sure. But no, this is this like Connor said, this is the match to watch. If you're not watching this match, like what the hell are you doing? Both these guys are going to be future black belt world champions. Both these guys are going to be the face of jiu-jitsu. You know, you know, who knows? Galvao might even be the face of jiu-jitsu like next year or in a couple months.
Right.
But both these guys, you know, this is the perfect match. Both of them surging young dudes. This is cutting edge jiu-jitsu at its very best. This is the match to watch, like everybody's saying. You know, I think you got to like Galvao in that 195. Minus 195 spot. That doesn't look too bad to me, to be honest. I mean,
people are so high on him those aren't bad odds. If you're
yeah, if you really think that Galvao is going to go out there and blow the doors off, then that's pretty good odds. Yeah.
Connor, are you fake drinking back there?
Yeah, I'm babysitting. I got my one in, and now I'm I know I'm going to really pay for it when I go to Rolls tonight and get beat up on by everybody. So I'm back here with my coffee.
It's
now.
Carbon neutral, though.
Oh, well,
you didn't take that into account.
Now that you okay, well that makes sense. Whenever the camera's away from me, I'm just gonna start unloading them.
You train over at Temple, and nobody gives a shit if you show up drunk. Let's be honest.
Hey, shout out. You know what's up. Yeah.
I love those guys. I was just over there a minute ago. Shout out to Gabe Tuttle.
Yeah.
All right, Corey, what are you thinking about these odds?
Yeah, if things are absolutely even, if it's completely even odds, I'm going Miki Galvao in this. Given the fact that Andrew Tackett is it's still kind of slight, but substantial enough underdog, I'd put my money on Tackett here. I think it's going to be a close match, really, really going to be pretty evenly matched, or at least, you know, I have such a hard time calling what's going to happen in this match. My money's going towards the underdog.
You know what's one thing I missed about last week? No offense, Connor, but having Kyle around. Is that Kyle didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He would make picks about things that made no sense. I didn't like that aspect.
He's a completely unbiased view of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll try and be more gimmicky from now on. But, Kyle, I know he's just trying to come from my spot, and I'm not appreciative of it. Let me tell you that.
He actually is quitting working here. He resigned. Sorry, O. Steve, but no more Kyle Brack here around. So he's not coming for your job. He's actually going to work for West Virginia Wrestling Team.
Well, good luck to Kyle Brack.
Good luck to Kyle Brack. Yeah, he's going to be working for the West Virginia Mountaineers wrestling team. Breaking, no, he broke it on Flow Wrestling Radio Live today.
Okay.
Whoops. Yeah. Well, never mind, guys. I'm safe.
Cole Abate. I mean, Bird's my boy, but I thought Cole might have been a bigger favorite here. Minus 500, Bird plus 350.
Another great one here featuring the future of the sport.
Sears, you know more about Bird's game. How do you think he would be able to win this if he does?
I don't gamble on teenagers. I'd pass on this one.
All right. Ethical for once. I like that, man.
How would Bird win it?
Yeah, like what do you see his path to victory?
His game is ankle locks. But, I mean, no gi. You would think that, I mean, the entries to get to a straight ankle lock could lead you to a heel hook. So you would think that he would be trying to get to a heel hook. That's what I would do if I was him.
Do you think his heel hook game is strong enough to threaten Cole?
I have no idea about his heel hook game. I mean, if this guy eats an angel like crystal when he wakes up in the morning, anything is possible. But
that's very true.
There's a lot of variables here. Corey, what do you think about this one?
I mean, you just said you were an ethical man, and we're talking about feeding this child crystals. I guess
of his religion. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. I think Bird's like 24 or something.
That's right. Yeah, it's tough to bet right now against Cole Abate. After seeing what he did in his Who's Number One debut, actually both of his performances on Who's Number One, right? He had his first match in the gi on Who's Number One. After seeing what he's capable of, I can't put money on anybody that is not Cole Abate in a match featuring Cole Abate.
Yeah, too many question marks in this match. We just don't know exactly how this one's going to go. Hard to see, like you said, hard to pick against a guy like Cole Abate who's just looked so good out there lately. You know, we haven't seen much of Bird, so it's hard to know what he's going to bring. You know, of course, I think he's going to bring the fire against a guy like Cole Abate, but just too many questions. I think you got to steer clear of this one.
How do you bet on these things? What's the company? We haven't even said that.
Flow Grappling. If you just send your money to
walk into Caesar's Palace and bet money on Sathya Wheelchi against Cole Abate. How do you bet on these things?
You Venmo me directly. No, BetDSI has all these odds.
BetDSI. Should have probably plugged them in the beginning. First match, Luis Quiñones, Damian Anderson. Pretty even. I mean, whoever's making the odds might not know who these people are.
Might just be a wild guess. Damian's from the DDS. Luis is from 10th Planet.
That's pretty fair, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I look into it. This is like a Wagner Inger where I'm like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I don't want to pick somebody. But, I mean, these are both up. They're the next generation from their team. Eddie's really big on Luis. Anderson is living out in Puerto Rico with the DDS guys.
They're both purple belts? Is that correct?
I think Luis might be a brown belt.
Brown belts. Gotcha. Yeah, this is another fun match, though, man. Like you said, both up-and-comers. I don't believe these guys have ever crossed paths before. Both submission hunters, for
Who
sure,
did Luis,
as well.
Luis beat somebody good.
Frank Rosenthal.
He beat Rosenthal recently, one of Damian's teammates, a DDS guy. Tapped him, right?
He tapped him with a shoulder lock, a really weird-looking shoulder lock, like a half-Nelson kind of thing from the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to imagine that he tapped him with a half-Nelson. That's pretty badass.
Not even a full Nelson. Yeah. Half-Nelson.
That'd be awesome if he just makes that like his finisher. He just puts people in the most painful half and just...
I think we got a few 10th Planet guys in the chat. And Steve, I've won him over with my own loyalty to 10th Planet, so...
So now he's a 10th Planet guy too?
Yeah, I think he's finally admitting
his loyalty.
I was
telling me that Luis is a black belt.
Ooh, Luis is a black belt.
Perfect. I mean, belts don't matter in these. Yeah. I don't even like talking about belts with these matches. But
especially when we have Cole Abate in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Bets are off.
Yeah, I really don't even like mentioning belts with Noki. But what were they saying in the chat, Connor?
Well, they were. I put in 10th Planet versus Donahue Death Squad, and we got some 10th Planet supporters in there. They also were pretty overwhelmingly in favor of Cole Abate, which you can't blame them for. It's hard to bet against the kid.
I'm gonna start off with a bang with this one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Especially, all right, guys, and just remember, this is free on Facebook and YouTube. So if you guys have any friends that aren't really sure about jiu-jitsu, send them over our way because, you know, you got three bangers of a fight. You could really get that guy that, like, has been acting like he's going to come to the gym and just refuses to. This may be your opportunity to reel him in.
Yeah, these first three matches, you sit your friends down for an hour and show them these three matches. This is a way to get them to come to the gym on Monday.
Yeah, and I mean, if you watch, for example, I mean, the last one on the prelims is Mika Galvao and Andrew Tackett. And if you watched any of Mika Galvao's counter-wrestling during PANS, matching that up with Andrew Tackett just coming through and exploding like he does, there's no way it's not going to be fun.
Connor, we got to address something before we get out of here.
What's up, boss?
You got to address the elephant in the room. What the hell happened with your bus ride?
Oh, man, the 18-hour Greyhound?
Hold on, first off, first question.
Yes.
Why did you have to take a bus for 18 hours instead of taking your own car?
Okay, my car has never been great. Over 60, it does a little shaky thing, but that's not confident. Also, I didn't have a driver's license. So if I were
You have a driver's license.
I do now.
You just didn't have the physical version of your driver's license. You're still legally allowed to drive.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, the car itself was going to keep me away from it. But aside from the car, I couldn't get on a plane because of the driver's license. It was a headache, man. But I took an 18-hour Greyhound to a family reunion that I had to be back for. There was a man with a swastika tattoo on there. The bus driver.
At your family reunion?
Let us know about that.
Yeah. On the Greyhound. Not at the family reunion. I mean, probably somewhere in Nashville.
Who was sitting next to you?
A nice man. I think he was from Cuba. He was letting me watch Hitman. It was a great time.
You said that to me in a text. You said he was letting you watch Hitman. What the hell does that mean?
That means
you had
like,
to ask his permission?
No, he took off his headphones and like, turned on the sound. He's like, there you go. And I was like,
okay.
Yeah, he was good. He was
trying to share audio. You guys watched the movie together?
We watched a little bit. It was a bonding moment for sure. Yeah.
Nothing else to do for 18 hours.
You and him for the whole 18 hours?
Yes, man. With no leg room. He was a leggy guy, so it was a problem.
Biggest lesson learned from the Greyhound bus?
Keep your babies quiet.
Don't lose your license.
Yeah, don't lose your license. Keep your babies quiet.
Yeah, babies. Okay, listen, you want to hear a little rant about babies? Huh?
That's what the show is now.
Yeah. If you know me, you know I'm not fond of children to begin with. But this is the thing. If your children are acting up on a plane, that's fine. It happens with everybody. But it should be a crime if you're not acting distraught about it. That shit better be ruining your life if your kid's throwing a fit. There was this lady like giggling saying, oh, why are you yelling at me? Well, three of her kids are freaking the fuck out on this plane. And it's like, listen, if that's fucking up things for me, it better be fucking up things for you. Otherwise, you belong in jail. Yeah. Okay, tickets are, I believe, sold out. Seminar spots still available for Gordon. First three matches. Free on Facebook. The rest available on YouTube. I'll be your host. You think I should wear the sunglasses for the press conference?
100.
You have to. All right. I'll be here for the press conference. Connor will probably be in the back corner as well, 5:30 Eastern on Thursday. Make sure you tune in. Go buy yourself some Fat Tire beer. It's carbon neutral. Everybody loves their beer being carbon neutral. You know how it is. All right. Take it easy.